This first poem is by Holly Troy. It's called Detour. I think it's really fun. It's about cowgirls.
Frictional horse flesh quiver beneath hairy-lipped cowgirls with cork-starched thighs. Into the disco ball moonshine they break away, brazen, to the gypsum-walled grocery, imaginary oasis for onion, pepper, and kidney beans.
I read that Maya Angelou believes that poetry had to be spoken, and when she was going through trauma, she went mute for 7 years. Her mentor, Mrs. Flowers, told her, if you love poetry and word and literature, you need to speak it and say it out loud to fully let it live. The human voice gives it breath and life. This one is by an NAU student. His name is Eric DeVigi. It's called Blackbirds.
Think of all the blackbirds you could have been. If the lightning bolt that is you had been separated into blackbirds in the beginning, when these things were still being decided. As it is, you are contained inside your clothes, and there are fewer blackbirds.
I went to the Star School and recorded 30 third and fourth graders. And if anyone says that kids can't write poetry, that's a lie, because they had the most refreshing take on poems. And the one that I want to play is a really sweet one by Hawk Ramos. It's called The Life of a Doormat.
The life of a doormat. The stops, the storms, living at dorms. I try my best to hide the key that my owners put under me. I've got a strong will to get up and go away from here.
I believe that poetry really is spiritual. It touches into something that we can't always name with our logical mind. It touches emotions, it touches a special sense of time, and it talks about metaphor in a way that expands our mind so that we're not just literal beings. The emotions and the feelings that we have can really be so universal, and a poem can really connect you with humanity.
I wish I could love you the way I love the sound of heavy, thick metal scissors on heavy, thick construction paper. Send shivers up your spine and across your scalp so I wish I could quiet my 2 a.m. When you were just trying to sleep and I am just trying, I wish that I could be quiet. Still, I always liked plain paper in Rochambeau, and it always felt like the quietest choice, the choice of a pacifist. It wasn't about winning so much, it's just that I never really understood why paper covers wrong, why my scalp tingles when I hear that texture, why my 2 a.m. cannot be quieter, why I cannot be quieter, why my 2 a.m. cannot send shivers on your scalp instead of missing the paper and cutting your hair, cutting your sound, when all you are trying to do